Time for a Sting Gang podcast, and it's our first one with Bernita Jackson and Kevin Jackson, who are now leading the Midwestern State women's basketball program, and the season will be here before you know it. But before the season, on October 5th at D.L. Ligon Coliseum, there is a meet and greet coming up. It's a chance for you to get to meet the staff and also a chance to meet the team, and it's a much different team than what we saw here a year ago, though there are five returning players. Bernita, let's just start with the meet and greet. What's kind of the genesis of this, and what are you hoping for with the meet and greet? And I know also you've got some giveaways at the meet and greet.
Yes, we're going to have some giveaways to give to everybody in attendance. We just want to kind of promote the new team. Like you said, there were genesis. It is a lot of new beginnings for us as coaches, as well as 10 new players on the roster, 5 returners, but they're learning a new style of play and just a new way of competing. And so that's exciting. Every day we get to go to practice is exciting. And so we wanted to do this meet and greet to kick off for our first official practice, which will actually start the next day. But it's just an opportunity for fans and alumni to come, and faculty, staff, anybody really that just loves Midwestern State women's basketball, to come out and meet us, meet the team, get a little snippet of practices, and watch a small inter-squad scrimmage. So they'll get to see, you know, almost like an appetizer, if you will, of what to expect when we start playing games.
So I stuck my head in a couple of practices a couple of weeks ago. I didn't see a basketball. You guys were just running the girls and running them and then running them some more.
Getting them in the shape. You got to be in shape, you know. Otherwise, if you just go out there and just play basketball, that's when you're at risk for injuries. And so you got to get them in shape so they can think while they're tired. Then when we do start putting a basketball in their hand, you know, we can go longer in drills, and it's not 2 minutes down and back, I'm winded, you know. So, yes, we do a lot of conditioning, weightlifting. They're getting after it to try to get them physically prepared for the season ahead.
I'm guessing that also has to do with the style of play we're going to see at Ligon Coliseum this year?
Yes. Very up-tempo style of play, very fast, exciting, energetic. I hopefully you maybe heard them in there cheering and clapping, because a silent gym is a losing gym. So we talk a lot about being excited about what you do. You get to play basketball, bring energy, enthusiasm, high five people, even if you didn't win the sprint, because we compete and we do relays and stuff like that. Even if you didn't win, still go high five somebody, have that personal touch, and encourage people, because at the end of the day, we're all one. So just trying to get them to understand that part of it as well.
So Kevin Jackson also joining us, and I think I'm just assuming that everybody knows the backstory here, but Bernita and Kevin are married and have been coaching basketball, and you guys have been doing this a while now, right?
Yeah, we've been doing it a long time. Long time. Second nature to us. You know, everybody always asks me, how do y'all do it so long? You know, work is work, home is home. But we really enjoy that camaraderie we have between the two of us, and what she's strong in, you know, I may be weak, or what I'm strong in, you know, she may be weak in, but it works and it balances everything out. So I love it.
So I've been married 30 years. I'm not sure I could work with my wife, to be honest.
That's most of the responses we get.
But it obviously works with you guys, and there's just a really cool vibe that you get around the women's basketball program since you guys have arrived. I think it has to do with you guys' personality. It seems like that's exactly what you guys like to laugh.
Yes.
There's a lot of smiling.
Yes.
And it seemed like, and I've only been around the girls a little bit, but it seems like there's a real, I hesitate to use the word loose, because there's a connotation that goes with that. But they are laid back and having fun, it seems like.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, Bernita and I, on one side, we're sticklers for detail. We're about our business. We have high standards. But at the same time, which jokingly we joke with the girls all the time, we'll turn up with the best of them now. We like to have fun. We call it business before pleasure. You know what I mean? So we go at it hard so we can laugh and enjoy. But you definitely want to enjoy what you're doing. if you don't enjoy what you're doing, why are you doing it? You know what I mean? So like Bernita kind of alluded to earlier, we get to do this. So, you know, we don't, if we frowned all the time and just, oh, I got to go to practice and it feels like work, then that's not a get to do attitude. That's an I got to do. So that's how we approach it.
Yeah, you guys have not worked a day in your life, have you?
No.
I kind of know that feeling, by the way, a little bit.
Yeah.
Where when you're doing what you love, you just want to be there.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're right, because the days are long and, you know, when we get into conference and we're playing every day, and, you know, last year we went to the Sweet 16, so you're playing all the way through March, too. You need to enjoy the people you're around. You spend way too much time together for you to be miserable and hating going to that place. So we tell them a lot as well. This should be the best part of your day. This is a place where you can forget about all your problems, whatever you're stressed out about, and you can be completely in the moment with basketball, with your sisters, and get better. So we try to get them to buy into that, and it seems like they are.
So you talked about there's 10 new players here at Midwestern State, but a lot of these players you're familiar with, and you coached at Texas Wesleyan, right?
Yes. Six of them came with us from Texas Wesleyan, and we won with them 52 games, and so they understand our style of play. They understand our tempo, our pace, all of those things, the standard, the expectation. So it's not starting at ground level zero with that kind of stuff. But then again, anytime you bring new players together or you add one new person to a roster, you do have to recalibrate and get people back in sync. So we're still working through that kind of stuff, as well as getting used to a new place, a new location, all of that. But the basketball part, six of them are very familiar with us.
And I'm guessing the six of them are helping the five returning players to understand what it's like to play for Bernita and Kevin Jackson.
Yes. Lots of little questions and different things that they wonder about. And, you know, we crack jokes and we like to have fun while we're working. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But they're like, is it okay to laugh? I don't know. Am I going to get in trouble? Yeah, and, you know, Kevin, he's very fun. So he'll like go chest bump somebody and he's getting all pumped up and they're just like, is it okay to smile? You know, but they're starting to lighten up and loosen up and play, just with that joy. Like it should be a joy when it comes to doing, you know, what we do. We get to play basketball. Like I can't get over that. That was like, you know, the best 4 years of my life getting to play in college. Mm-hmm. And so some of those relationships you build, you have for the rest of your life. And I desire that for them. Mm-hmm. So we want them to have fun. We want them to work hard now. But with working hard, you know, you look up and it's not you. You have sisters on your left and your right that have your back. And so there is almost like a sense of release knowing that I'm not doing it by myself.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing right there, the work ethic part, which some of the returners, you know, they compliment some of the newcomers all the time. Was like, man, these girls always want work. They're always in the gym and different things like that, you know, which is a good thing. You know, you want that culture. Which is one of the reasons, out of many reasons, we brought them with us, because they've been groomed for 2 years when we were at Texas West on what standards are, what work ethic really is, what it looks like, and how to go about your business. So they've brought that same, you know, environment here. And I mean, the returners, they've been getting engulfed in it. So it's like one of those things, it's almost like a fever. You know what I mean? They caught the fever, man. So now they're like, oh, shoot, we don't want no medicine to get over this fever. We just want to keep the fever, you know what I mean? But it's definitely been helping a lot.
So how big of an adjustment do the girls who came over from Texas Wesleyan, how big of an adjustment is it for them to play in the Lone Star Conference?
I think it's a pretty big adjustment. It's a completely different conference. I tell them all the time, the travel is brutal. It's not.
You got that right, by the way.
It's not just a down the road trip. You know, some of our road trips are 4 days long, and even with that, the amount of time we're on the road, you know,
that's a long bus ride to Silver City. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
It is. And as a coach, you have to take that kind of stuff into consideration, even the weather or the elevation out there, those types of things that can affect your body. So we've been doing a lot of research and things trying to prepare them. Our job as coaches is to thoroughly prepare them for them to produce. And so trying to get them to get, I would say, more just grounded in the academic piece and the community service, because that's an adjustment to it. In AIA, I mean, you could do community service, but it wasn't, you know, required or anything like that. So that's something they're having to adjust to as well. And just learning all of the different rules that we have, limitations on practice hours, all of that kind of stuff. So it's been a huge adjustment for them, for all of us, but they're learning, they're growing, they're staying engaged, they're excited. But they're going to be thoroughly prepared. They're going to be mentally, physically, emotionally, all of that stuff. They're going to be thoroughly prepared, you know, to compete come November 10th when we start playing.
Are they liking Midwestern State? Are they liking Wichita Falls?
They love it. Oh, they love it. Their biggest thing is they wish they, you know, could have came sooner. But, yeah. You know. They love it. And it seems like they've been pretty well received from most of the people that we've talked to around or that have had the opportunity to interact with them. They've been out volunteering over 230 volunteer hours so far, and so they've been getting out, meeting the community, shaking hands, volunteering at games on campus, just all kinds of stuff.
And from what I can tell, they're very sociable.
They like meeting people.
Yes. And it's going to make this meet and greet fun, because they're going to enjoy the interaction.
Yes.
And I think the fans will enjoy the interaction as well.
Yeah, some of the fans will definitely enjoy a lot of their personalities, too. We got what, as you would say, we got a couple clowns.
So let me put the shoe on the other foot now. How are the five returners adjusting to the Jacksons and the new style of play at Midwestern State?
I think it's a mixture of emotions. I think it's excitement because, like they said, they want to grow. They want to get better. They want to build on the things that they have already learned in the years previously. And so we're just adding to that. But then on the flip side, it's a very different pace and tempo. And so with that comes a lot of questions and uncertainty. So I spend a lot of time reassuring them that, you know, you can ask questions, you can come by, I'll reach out to you, all of those kinds of things. And Kevin does too. We both try to make sure they are reassured and understanding, like, we're going to do all we can to get you prepared and get you, you know, to our pace and our style of play. But they say, from when I talk to them and hear what they say, they say they are loving it and they are feeling like they're getting better every day. And so that's good.
It seems like it would be easy to have two cliques, maybe even three cliques here, because you've also got the new recruits.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it seems like the girls are blending well together. Is that a fair assessment? That's from the outside looking in.
Yeah, and that's on purpose. We even if we would have still been at Tex West, this is would be a thing. We do life classes on Thursdays where we teach a lot of conflict resolution things, communication things, togetherness. Being, we about to start a book on selflessness, you know, here in maybe a couple of hours, you know. So we do things to bring together people, because you can't do, just like life, you can't do life alone. Mm-hmm. You dang sure can't do basketball alone, because it's a team sport. So when you are new, joining with like a returner, then we have to do those things to make sure everybody's on the same page, on the same train, pouring the same oil so we can ride till the sun come up and down, you know. So we have that. That's on purpose.
And then you've scheduled an exhibition game against the University of Texas, so they'll have a chance to go to Austin and play the Longhorns. I'm guessing there's a lot of excitement about that.
A lot of excitement, a lot of people that want to come to the game. And I slow down. It is Texas. So. But no, we're excited. A good friend of ours from back when we used to coach in the JUCO days reached out and she wanted to see if we wanted to schedule. She used to coach Division II at Arkansas.
Fort Smith.
And so she just talked about how it's just such a great experience for your girls to get to go and play at a Power 5. So she sold us on it. I wasn't real sure initially, because I know they're going to come with 94 feet of pressure.
Yeah. And so, man to man, the whole game.
And it's going to be five-star players doing it. It's not just anybody. So, but I think it'll be good for us.
It'll be a great experience, I would think.
Great experience, good team bonding, nothing like the 40 acres, so.
Nothing like Austin. And you get to make a couple trips to Austin this year.
Good food out there, everything.
Barbecue.
This was was so much fun, and we'll keep doing this over the course of the season, but we want everybody to be at the meet and greet, and you want them to RSVP, right?
Yes, yes. There is a link where you can RSVP to me, and it's just so we can get an idea of how many to expect to make sure we have enough food for everybody. There will be refreshments. We'll have giveaways. You'll get to meet the girls and really just get a sneak peek to what you can expect from the Mustangs this season.
And that link is available for you at msumustangs.com. So excited about the upcoming season. It's already been fun kind of getting to know you guys a little bit here in the lead up to the season. I can't wait till we get to spend even more time together. Yes. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for putting together the meet and greet. And we want to invite everybody out there. And again, just thanks for your time and looking forward to this season for sure.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Please. Go Mustangs.
There you go. Thanks for listening to the Stain Gang Podcast. I'm Pete Stein. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stain Gang Podcast and about Midwestern State Women's Basketball. We'll see you at the meet and greet October 5th at D.L. Ligon Coliseum at 7 o'clock. Be sure to click on the link on msumustangs.com to RSVP. So long.